Hey, something tells me that you're not having the best day. Is that right? It's okay. You can tell me. You don't have to pretend to be okay if you're not. Snuggle up next to me. That's it. Wrap your arms around me. Be my big spoon. No, you don't have to say anything. You can just hug me. I'll squeeze you back. We can be warm together. Enjoy being together. That human contact thing, you know? I won't even give you a hard time if your feet are cold. You get a pass. Yes, you get a warm pyre pass. Do you have, thoughts that are racing? Is that part of the problem? Yeah, I know. I do too, a lot. There's just so much to think about, and so much going on, and a lot to worry about. I know. It's not easy. I'm just gonna stroke my nails along your arm here, drape it over my waist, and I'll just stroke the skin of your arm with my fingernail. Draw those circles. Any music you listen to when you don't feel good? Yeah, music can really affect your mood. And sometimes people listen to sad music when they're sad, but you shouldn't. You should listen to something a little more hopeful, I guess. I don't know what to call it, but a little more light. Or something that's a favorite of yours, you know? Something you really enjoy. It's my cat. Yeah, my cat makes an appearance in pretty much everything I do these days. So... talk if you want to. I just didn't want to put pressure on you to have to talk about things or, you know, try to feel better, because that's kind of pressure too, you know? It's so simple, but really, sometimes you just gotta be okay with not being okay. Sounds wrong, I know, but it's like if you're sick, cold or something, you know, you just accept that you have a cold right now. You don't expect to be 100%. And so I think you can do the same thing with your mood. You know, you're not 100% today. That's okay. We get run down. We get in bad moods. We get sad. We have issues. We have problems. We have worries. We have memories and sometimes big problems that don't seem to go away. And when you solve a problem, like a small one, you know, you fix something that's been broken for a while, or you cross something off your list. Do you ever notice the next day there's a brand new problem to take its place? Am I making you feel worse? I'm sorry. I don't mean to. I'm just trying to say this is just life, right? It's just life. You're never gonna like wipe the board clean, like in school with the big erasers and the chalkboard. You're never gonna get just a clean board. No, it's not the way life is. So don't try. Like, don't think that you're gonna ever get some kind of completely clean slate, because you're not, and that's okay. You can still be happy, you can still have a good life. I think it's just more realistic to accept that you're always gonna have a few problems. Some days are not gonna be your best. So you cuddle up with a friend like me, and you just enjoy sensations of feeling my legs against yours, feeling my fingernails on your skin, feeling the rise and fall of my tummy. I can feel yours. I can feel you breathing behind me. It's nice to just let your mind go sometimes. Just let it wander. Don't think about anything, you know? Just see what comes into your head. Yeah, the only rule is if it's something really bad, like a worry, just push it away. Imagine you've got a big broom in your head. Just push it away. Only let very neutral thoughts in, you know? Just stupid things, dumb things you saw on TV, or just whatever. Something I want to tell you about is I've been reading a lot more lately. I'm taking the time to actually just read a book. And I just finished a book about the story is that there's a coronal mass ejection from the sun. You know what that is, right? The sun just burps out this huge amount of radiation and everything, and it flies through space towards us. This happens every, what is it, 11 years, 12 years, something like that. I think they call it solar max. I'm not sure. Anyway, the idea was that this is a massive one that comes to the Earth, and it wipes out the electrical grid for the entire planet. Yeah, there was something, I think there was something like that happened all in the late 1800s, I think. And it brought down all the telegraph systems, so nobody could send telegraphs. And it was pretty, it was pretty major for them at the time. And really all they had was telegraphs. They didn't have much else, so so the idea of this book is what happens to this little town in the Tennessee mountains when the power goes out and won't come back on. And I wish I'd thought of this idea, because it's a great idea. It's like Walking Dead without zombies, right? Because suddenly you've got, it's like, it's not just no power. Think about it. Think about what else you don't have if you don't have power. It's not just that you don't have TV and washing machines and internet and, you know, but you don't have food, because there's no grocery stores going to be open. There might be for the first few days as they try to get rid of all the food that they have before it goes bad, but there's no food production anymore. You'd need electricity for that, for the mass scale food production. So within, probably less than a month or two, you'd have no food and no way to keep anything cold or frozen, unless you were living somewhere cold and frozen. And other things like no police, really, because you couldn't call 911. It wouldn't exist. There wouldn't be any kind of coordinated effort between police forces. There's no way to get messages to cars. I mean, maybe radios, maybe in the cars, maybe. But it was really neat, because it really made you think, like, well, there's no hospitals. There's no dispatch for ambulance. There's no drug production for prescription drugs that people need. And what I found amazing was that the central idea of the book was, what if we were just suddenly in 1865 overnight? Because people did manage to have a society without electricity. A pretty impressive one. They did lots of stuff without electricity, right? They did lots of stuff. But it was because they had developed systems that worked. And I'm guessing that, I don't know, people must have just, it was harder, life was harder, no question. But in terms of your personal protection and stuff, if you couldn't count on being able to call the police, I guess you just looked after yourself and your family the best you could. It was a really fascinating story because of all the challenges that they had to face as this little community. They had generators that would run on gas, of course, but you couldn't get gas out of the big tanks under the stations, because there's no pump. It's electric. And even if you could, I didn't know about this, but even if you could, gas apparently goes bad. I didn't know that. It becomes useless after a certain amount of time. I had no idea. So it was a really great book. And I liked the fact that I was reading it, this paper thing I was reading. You know, I wasn't reading it electronically. It was great. Just like, wow, yeah, I'm sitting here in the sunshine reading this paper book. I'm not using any power right now. And yet I am, in a sense, because everything in my life is running based on electricity all around me. My fridge is humming and keeping my food cold, and you know, my websites and stuff are running, and, you know, there's our entire world, everything we do is dependent on electricity, and I just, it was kind of neat. Made me wonder if what it would really be like, you know, to go even just a weekend without power. And you're like, what'd you do? What do you think you'd do if you had no power? Yeah, I think a lot of people would read. I do. Yeah, and you'd go to bed when the sun went down, and you'd get up when it got up, right? Because that's really, you know, you can use candles and oil lamps and stuff. But again, that's not an infinite resource, right? That's just, you can only get so many candles. Unless you start making candles yourself, and how do you do that? And people in this book would have to learn how to do things by finding old encyclopedias at the library. Like, it was, you know, like, yeah, you can't just Google how to make candles if there's no electricity. So, yeah, it was kind of, your life would get so much simpler. Like, just overnight it would be simple, wouldn't it? And if it went on for a long time, you'd have to grow your own food. You'd have to learn how to make things like bread. And you'd probably have to hunt for meat and just all the stuff they used to do back in the day, you know. Or start cultivating, start farming, you know, stuff like that. The way it was, you know. Anyway, I thought it was a great thought experiment, you know, to wonder what you would have to do if you were without power for a long period of time. I don't like it when the power goes out for the day, you know. I'm sure most people agree. It's like, it's irritating, you know. But imagine if it went on for months. Imagine what that would be like. You'd have to cook on your fireplace if you had one, or your wood stove. If you didn't have one, wow, you'd be kind of in trouble. Kind of makes me think I want to get a house with a fireplace just in case. Because you can stay warm, you can heat up water to wash yourself with, and you can cook, right? So it's got kind of everything. But, you know, so many houses have, like gas fireplaces, if anything, you know, that seem to be operated by electricity. So, yeah, you'd need to go back to just fire. Very simple. Very thousands and tens of thousands of years old technology, you know. Yeah, so. And I like it because I just picked up this book and I just started reading. And I look at all these thoughts it's given me and all these things to do with my brain instead of worrying. So it's pretty cool. Am I talking too much? I know, you said you don't want to talk, so I'll talk. But if you don't want me to talk either, I can shut up. Well, sort of related to this a little bit, there was something else I read about. I think I might say this wrong. It's Japanese, and I'm going to try to say this right. Shinrin Yoku, and it means forest bathing. No, not having a bath in the woods, no. Although that would be really cool, wouldn't it? Especially at night, you could see the stars. No, it literally means like just immersing yourself in the trees, in the woods, and in nature more broadly, you know? Because apparently, when people do this, when they actually spend more time in nature, we feel better. It reduces depression and things like that. And so the Japanese have this idea that you should forest bathe several times a week. And a lot of us don't really live anywhere near real nature, you know? It's too bad. But I think it is good for the soul, you know, to go and spend some time out in the woods, just enjoying this, the sights and the sounds and the smells and everything, the greenery, you know. We are, you know, creatures of this planet, like, it makes sense that this would be good for us to be in that environment instead of always inside houses and buildings and stuff. So, Shinrin Yoku, I think that's it. I don't know if I'm saying it right. Yeah, so it'd be nice to just go for a walk without the phone, without the earbuds, without the distractions. Nothing electronic, you know, just go for a walk in the woods and let your brain go, you know? Yeah, I'd like to try that more. I'd like to learn about trees. It sounds stupid, but I'd like to learn about the different kinds of trees. Because they're beautiful and fascinating. These quiet giants that give us everything. They give us oxygen. They take away CO2. They give us shelter. And shade, and very often food. And they're beautiful. So it'd be nice to look at a tree and try to figure out, okay, what kind of tree is that? Without checking in a book or an app, you know, just what kind of tree is that? What do the leaves look like? And especially now, this time of year, when the colors are changing. So pretty. It would be nice to just think of nothing but, what kind of tree is this? Wouldn't it? That's all you have to think about today. How many different kinds of trees can I find? No, I don't think you could do that every day. I really don't. I think we're all so, what's the word I'm looking for? Brains are sort of so busy now that I don't know if we could cope with something so simple. I think our brains would have to go through a period of adjustment. Yeah, I think it would be difficult. Because not only... Well, that's the thing about the power outage, right? It's not exactly 1865, is it? Because we know about stuff. They didn't. So just because we wouldn't be able to turn on, you know, computer and the internet, TV, whatever, doesn't mean we don't know it exists, right? We know about so many things. Our brains are so full of information now that the average person, even the smartest person, the most worldly person in 1865, knew only a fraction of what we know. Most of us, I thought about this once, and this is true, most average people are better doctors than doctors than real doctors in 1865. The average person knows more about medicine and the human body and drugs and everything than doctors did in 1865. Yeah, well, but just because it's knowledge now, it's common enough, even if you just used to watch House MD, you know, and that's how you get your knowledge. But however you get it, most of us have a real sense of, you know, what diseases are and what their symptoms are and what causes them. And, you know, they didn't know what diabetes was. They didn't know what caused heart attacks. They didn't. There's so much they didn't know. So it's our brains are full. This is what I'm trying to say. Our brains are full. And yeah, it's nice to just stop sometimes. Think about nothing. Think about trees. Full moon. Stars. And just be close with someone. Just for the sake of it. Remember how great hugs are. Hugs are fantastic. I wonder what would happen if we did have a reset button. One of those pulses in the Matrix, you know, they fire off the EMP and just wipes out those machines. I wonder what would happen. Yeah, like in the book, they did say that the big cities had tons of looting and crime, and it was dangerous. Because really, think about it, there's no police, there's no protection, there's no consequences. Yeah. So that would be pretty scary. But I wonder if you did have a little community of people that lived somewhere kind of isolated, if you could kind of make it work. Somebody would have chickens and somebody else would yeah, you'd have quilting bees and stuff. It would be like those pioneer villages churning butter and stuff, you know, like, yeah. You'd have to have a cow. Everybody would have to have a cow. Oh man, that would be something else. I would like to have a cow. I would. I think it would be fun having cows and chickens and goats. I think it would. I remember I was in Key West, Florida once, and there's chickens all over the place there. I'm serious. There's just chickens in the street. Just chickens just wandering the street. I don't know why. I think I probably knew why at some point, but I forget. But they're there. They're all chickens. Just chickens everywhere in the streets. After a while, you spend a couple days there, you just kind of get used to the chickens there. You're just sort of like, okay, yeah, there's chickens in the road, and there's chickens outside my hotel, and there's chickens in the, like, big roosters and everything, like, serious chicken population. wandering the streets of Key West. they don't tell you about that, do they? No, they don't. You don't see it. You don't see a travel special about the chickens of Key West. Yeah. How did I get talking about chickens? I don't know. I don't know how I get talking about anything. Yeah, I think it's really important to just stop thinking now and then. Sometimes I watch stupid game shows from the 70s. I think I told you that already. Especially if there's any kind of, like, Family Feud is kind of cool because they ask you questions, right? And it's almost like, it's not like trivia, but it's close. You just have to kind of think what's a common answer to this. Like, the question might be, name an occasion where you give flowers. And so you've got to think of all the occasions you can think of when somebody would bring flowers, right? So you start going through them in your head. You start thinking, okay, well, Mother's Day, right? You give your mom flowers, or Valentine's Day, right? That's a big one. Birthday, I guess. But there's other ones, right? Like, someone has a baby or someone's in the hospital, you bring flowers. Funerals, you bring flowers. Maybe going to a prom or something, you bring flowers for your date. Like, it's meaningless. It's pointless. It's a pointless exercise to think of all the times you bring flowers. But. We need more of that. We need more of this kind of brain rest, you know, I think. So you watch a game show where they ask you a bunch of dumb questions about, you know, name a major kitchen appliance or something. Or name something that children argue with their parents about, or, you know, just like, makes your mind work, but not too hard, and about something not important. I think it's kind of healthy. Myself, I enjoy it. I don't feel guilty about it. So should we go for a walk soon? Should we go forest bathing? If it's a little warmer. That would be nice. we used to do in school. This is a very Canadian thing to do, but I go to the Sugar Shack. I know, not the song from the 50s, no. Sugar Shack, crazy little shack, beyond the track. Everybody calls it the Sugar Shack. No, I'm not talking about that. I mean, it's this really old technique from the Native people in Canada, probably in the U.S. too, of getting maple syrup out of the trees. And once they got once they tapped the sap from the tree, you pour it on some snow. And you make like this really, I mean, you heat it up first. You heat it up first. And then you pour it on the snow. So you've got this really neat, sugary, maple-y, popsicle type thing. You put it on the stick and it's wild. It really is good. It really is. It's good. Maple syrup is so... See, trees again. You see? This is all circular. Trees. Trees give us maple syrup. It's great. Yeah. I'd like to do something like that. It'd be fun. So we can just go to sleep, or we can find a really stupid movie. Hopefully something involving a shark. They tend to be the stupidest movies. Jaws was amazing. Jaws, the original, was amazing, and they've gotten progressively worse ever since. I mean, now we're up to Sharknado at this point. Sharknado 2, you know? Sharknado 3, The Revenge, you know? That kind of thing. So, it really should include a shark. But, doesn't have to. Doesn't have to. You can watch something else that's really stupid if you want. Just put it on and say, this is stupid movie time. And that's all there is to it.